Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 12th of June. Yesterday's US May consumer price inflation data showed the very early stages of trade tax price changes, but it also showed the effects of demand weakness in the US economy. There was a decline in airfares, which helped to lower the headline inflation rate, coming in the wake of a drop in the number of people wishing to visit the United States. Areas where inventory is held for a longer period of time, like the auto sector, and related prices, like used cars, avoided price increases, at least for now. However, imported goods with a short inventory time, like bananas, saw prices surge on the month. Large consumer appliances had the second largest monthly price increase on record, with the price gains just being beaten by the August 2020 post-pandemic price surge. These monthly increases tentatively suggest that when they come into force, the full effect of the tariff is being passed through to consumers. Overall, the broader effect of trade taxes on consumer prices should be more clearly evident in the July consumer price data, maybe in the June consumer price data. And that means it'll be a couple of months before economists can gauge the full scale of the US inflation increase. For today, we have producer price inflation. And because this is higher up the supply chain, there is the prospect of a little more visibility on tariff effects, because imported goods and components are simply closer to the ports on the higher one goes up the supply chain, and imported prices will therefore be a larger percentage of a producer price than the average 40% or so that they represent of consumer prices. Meanwhile, US President Trump has stated that they will send US trading partners letters setting out unilateral trade tariff rates in the next 1 to 2 weeks, ahead of the 9th of July deadline that represents the delayed implementation of earlier unilateral tariffs. The EU has already said it does not expect to conclude a deal with the United States before the 9th of July, and indeed, to date, no trade deals have been made. Market reactions to this statement have been a muted negative. Negative because increasing the tax burden on US companies and consumers is likely to damage US growth. Muted because investors are now well conditioned to expect Trump to retreat from such threats. The expectations of a retreat probably blunts the economic impact of the threat as well, although the uncertainty that such statements create may halt hiring and investment plans. This uncertainty effect does put a slightly higher emphasis on things like today's initial jobless claims numbers. The UK is offering April industrial production and trade data. The production data is not especially a focus for markets, as the UK is not a manufacturing-focused economy, notwithstanding the recent surge in UK factory building. The trade data sort of matters, because trade is just a general political focus at the moment. But as the agreement on trade with the US remains theoretical rather than anything that is actually impacting trade, and as the US and the UK don't actually agree on what their trade balance with one another actually is, this is hardly going to be a major focus. The role of precious metals in global trade is perhaps worth a glance in the UK data, with the recent surge in gold's importance as a reserve asset. There are no fewer than 9 ECB speakers on the agenda today, which coincides with the start of the US Federal Reserve's communication blackout period. Does the world really need to hear from 9 members of the ECB in a 24-hour period? Perhaps not. There is some uncertainty about the timing of the next ECB rate cut, but there's not that much uncertainty about the general direction of policy. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.